Let's all take our cheap drugs now that President Trump has given us.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you. In case you missed it, President Trump signed an executive order yesterday to reduce drug prices in America to rates similar to what those other nations pay. And it was a big to-do. And it's important, and it's smart. And once again, Trump is winning. And you have to wonder what the drug companies now are going to do. I had this bad emotional feeling that their greed would cause them to, oh, so we don't have to pay prices any higher than other countries.
Hmm.
What if they just jack up the prices to other countries?
I can see them doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, if you look at it from a consumer perspective, once again, we are the biggest consumers of everything, including pharmaceuticals.
Right.
So you say, oh, well, if we lose some business because the prices are too high in Ecuador, oh, well, our profit center is the U.S.
Uh-huh.
So even if we upset some customers, tough, too bad. That's what I'm concerned about. But we'll see how it progresses. But, I mean, looking at it from 30,000 feet, Greg.
Yes.
Just the other day I was at 30,000 feet, so I can give you the big picture. I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a good thing.
We'll see what happens, because obviously steps have to be taken to make it happen. But, you know, he tried this, you know what, back in 2016, and they had judges stopping it then. I'm like, what is it with these people and their judges just trying to stop good things from happening to Americans?
Well, they can't stand the possibility that Republicans, most importantly Trump, could actually get and take credit for it. They just can't. They can't handle that.
But I thought Biden was going to both cure cancer and lower the price of pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Okay. All right.